Tuesday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Sierra Doctor, and we'll also hear from Whitney Pittman and Randy Conan in office. Crop Watch is brought to you by Bayer Crop Science, Proceed, BASF, A Country Farm Credit Services, and Crary Industries. Our first stop here today is in Foreman, North Dakota, with Eric Delahoyd, Delahoyd seed owner and Cogswell farmer. Eric, tell me a little bit about how planting progress is coming along around this area.
It's coming along really well. Actually, it's nearing wrapping up in a lot of parts of the area. Kind of funny, about 12 days ago or 2 weeks ago, we were talking about how there was next to nothing done, and in a rapid time, it's progressed and nearly wrapped up. So come along really good.
As far as, you know, looking out across fields, I've seen a little bit of emergence coming out, but with it comes a lot of weeds. What are some recommendations for weed control, and what are some common weeds in this area?
Water hemp and kochia are the two weeds we always really struggle with, and they're coming on hard. With the warm weather, we've had a lot of warm days, and so the crop is popping up fast. Soybeans that were planted in, you know, 3-4 days ago, 5 days ago are already out of the ground, and so some missed opportunities on some pre-emerges, so that'll bring some challenges, I guess, coming up. In corn, a lot of patches of water hemp already coming, where we usually don't have to worry about water hemp until into June, but that's popping up really fast already. And the heat is a blessing, brings good crop progress, speeds things along, but it also speeds the weeds along. And with the wind we've had, it's just been a challenge to stay ahead of it.
Right. Thanks, Eric. That was Eric Delahoyd, Delahoyd seed owner and Cogswell farmer, chatting with me here at Crop Watch in Foreman, North Dakota. And for our second stop here today at Crop Watch, we're in Brampton, North Dakota with Dairyland Seeds District Sales Manager Keith Rico. Keith, tell me a little bit about how field conditions are and kind of the area that you cover.
It went really fast from having water standing after snow melt, 18 inches of water, to getting those preventive plant acres planted in the northeast South Dakota side, and struggling a little bit yet in Sargent County, eastern Sargent County. I got a customer there still working on a couple cores of corn, even on the final plant dates there. It's like, got to grow the crop, got to fill the supply chain and keep things moving and rolling there. But now conditions are really dried off. We really need a rain to get the pre-emerge herbicide activated for a lot of these guys.
Yeah, and how has emergence kind of come along for corn and soybeans?
I'd say emergence is very good, but they have some early planted corn in north of Watertown that really needs some moisture. Actually, had to put a half inch of water on with irrigation. If it wasn't irrigated, we wouldn't have got that corn out of the ground. And plants are from 0 to 30,000, 32,000 stand out there, but mostly zero, but just too wet and cool early in some of that stuff, and didn't get that softening rain, that healing rain we talked about, didn't have that, and that's really the situation we're in as well, healing rain.
And especially with the last few days of really dry winds that have come through, and I don't think that's really helped field conditions at all.
Exactly right. You know, our time frame, this heat in the 80s and pushing 90s and the wind with it, you know, we really sucked out that top. So a lot of soybeans now, I'm concerned about emergence on them. We can have planted acres fine, but we got to get emergence done on all these crops and get a good stand established. And corn will probably be all right, but soybeans are a situation where we're going to be some concerns there. We really need, there's some subsoil mush there, but we need that top inch and a half taken care of right now to get the crop emerged.
Right, and I think the next big thing farmers are worrying about is weed control, especially with how late everything was planted this year.
For sure. Really, we talked about logistics and things going on that way, and it was incredible. People short of drivers to get timing stuff done, spreading fertilizer, spraying burn downs in a no-till situation for corn or soybeans, or coming back. Nothing was done, no tillage, or like a minimum till situation, getting those done. And I've heard of locations from Jamestown, Aberdeen, to Watertown, Millbank that short of staffed, and that really puts farmers in a bind to count on those people.
How has pre's that have been put down, how are those activating, and are they working this well this year?
We're really sitting on the fence right now, and I have talked to research people from Corteva. I put our plots in here in northern South Dakota, and they are concerned because we have a few conventional varieties we put in some locations, and that pre-emerge needs a quarter inch, and we just haven't got that yet. So really praying for that, to get blessed for that, would be really helpful, and all over be a big situation.
Thanks. That was Keith Rico, Dairyland Seeds District Sales Manager in Brampton, North Dakota. And for our third and final stop here for Crop Watch, we're in Britton, South Dakota with Dwayne Bossy with Bolt Marketing and Britton, South Dakota Farmer. Dwayne, tell me a little bit about what field conditions are like and how far along you are in planting.
Well, field conditions have improved greatly here. About a month ago, I didn't know how much corn we were going to get planted. We started late. We started just late last week, but had a good open weekend. It's amazing what 85 degrees and windy will do, so we've dried out more. We're still going to have prevent plant, but we're finishing up corn here last day or two, and then we've got a lot of beans to go. But boy, with weather like this, give us 10 more days and everything will be wrapped up in this area.
So is it mostly corn and soybean country out here?
Yeah, corn, soybeans, just a tiny little bit of spring wheat here and there mixed in. But no, we had so much snow piled up on top of us. We got a really late start this year. So, but like you said, this open weather like this, man, people have hit it hard. And bigger equipment than we had even just 5 years ago helps. So everyone's getting it in really quickly. And some guys are even wrapping up.
Yeah, what are some of your weed management plans? Walk me through that.
Well, weed management's going to become an issue here really quickly. Right now on our farm, I think our weed management is mechanical tillage in front of the planter. Try to kill them as much as we can with a digger that way. Soybeans, we're definitely going to have to put some pre's down when the wind allows, along with maybe a little bit of a burn down, because weeds have really started to grow lately when the temps warmed up here.
A lot of places haven't gotten too much moisture here in the last couple of weeks. How is some of the pre-applications working?
Yeah, not well, basically. I mean, you need a good quarter inch consistent rainfall, not over like 2 or 3 days. You need one shot of rain a quarter inch to really activate these pre-emerges. So hasn't been going well, but we haven't really seen any problems yet. Guys are just hoping that it's working. And honestly, we've been so windy last week. I didn't hear of many guys spraying other than maybe one load towards evening time. So haven't really been able to test it much. But this week, with some rain chances mixed in there, a little bit calmer winds, we're hoping to get a lot of the pre's down this week, actually.
Thanks, Dwayne. That was Dwayne Bossy here in Britton, South Dakota with Bolt Marketing. And that's all for Crop Watch, brought to you by Proceed Crary Industries, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Bayer Crop Science, and BASF. Reporting agriculture's business, I'm Sierra Doctor here on the Red River Farm Network.